Well, my reaction is one of quiet pride in the people of Sierra Leone to have the courage to move forward in doing this all these many years. And this is kind of the closing chapter, other than the Taylor case, of seeking justice for the victims of Sierra Leone who certainly deserve it. So I'm pleased to see justice done, and I'm pleased that the court has done what it can to do that. Not a perfect court, but a court that I think is a perfect model into the future for working with the International Criminal Court and the principle of complementarity.
Looking back, is there anything that you would have liked to have seen the court do differently?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm asked that question not frequently, but from time to time, and actually not. It was in the right place, which was in Freetown. It had the right mandate, greatest responsibility, and it had the ability to go out and talk to the people of Sierra Leone. So it had a workable mandate, proper location. The strategy that I put together to start the process and to bring justice largely fell into place. I think it has done a remarkable job, and the wonderful people from all over the world and Sierra Leone who have spent so many years seeking justice for the people of Sierra Leone, it's a real compliment to them.
Looking back on the special court's rulings, do you think it set any precedents?
There are a whole bunch of precedents set by the trial chambers and the appellate chambers related to many important jurisprudential points, one of which is that a head of state who commits international crimes while a head of state is culpable. And now Charles Taylor is sitting in the Hague on an indictment I signed for those war crimes and crimes against humanity. 10 years ago, that was a theory. Another precedent was the idea of child soldiers. In fact, any head of state or any cynical general or politician who unlawfully recruits children under the age of 18 into an armed force will be prosecuted. And so that had never been done before. So that's also an important part. A third important precedent is that the United Nations, working with a country or a region which has been distressed by war crimes, crimes against humanity, genocide, what have you, can and does have the legal power to enter into a treaty with that region or the country to prosecute those who commit international crimes. But, another one. And that is the new crime against humanity that our office put together, and that was forced marriage in time of armed conflict, which focuses on the bushwives, which was a remarkable phenomenon in West Africa. In the indictments that I signed back in 2003, the cornerstone of those indictments were crimes against women, gender crimes, and forced marriage in times of armed conflict was a brand new crime against humanity, and I think will be an important precedent to deal with these situations in the future.